Cardiff.
Hi, Nicole, please.
This is Nicole.
Hi, Nicole. This is Carol Lochner. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. You have called me back. I was on your website and had, you know, put in an information request.
Yeah, let me pull your information up really quick. This is for MJC Lochner LLC?
Yes.
Okay. And it looks like you were looking for both equipment and working capital?
Yes.
Okay. And I don't have a business name. What is the name of the business?
So we're actually called Pizza Factory.
Okay.
And MJC Lochner is just owns the Pizza Factory.
Okay. So the DBA is Pizza Factory?
Yes.
Okay. And how long have you had that business?
A year and 4 months.
Okay. And how is everything going?
Well, it's going great, actually. We're very excited over it. Yeah. So I was just wondering, how does your program work?
Well, we have different programs, so it's going to depend what you're looking for in terms of if it's just equipment, if it's just cash. Or what were you looking to use the funds for specifically?
We had a we're trying to expand, so to get more equipment and, you know, get started with another restaurant.
Okay. So it would be a different location?
Yes.
Okay. So do you have a location picked out, or do you have a time frame?
We actually already have the location. Everything's set for it to go, and it's supposed to open October 1st. Yeah.
Okay.
So we just thought, well, if we could do this and then save my cash. I don't want, you know, it's always easier to get a loan and pay a loan back. I just don't want to be cash poor with the cash that I've got.
Okay.
I want to keep my working capital.
Sure. And are you the sole owner of the business, or are there any other?
No. My husband owns it.
Your husband owns it. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Perfect. So in terms of equipment, do you know how much that would cost?
The I believe it is $63,000.
That's everything?
Yep.
Okay.
But we're, you know, it's not, if you guys don't want to buy it all, or if you just want to help us with working capital, I mean, we're willing to hopefully get whatever you can offer.
Yeah. So we can do, does he have decent credit? How is his credit?
I believe his scores are, oh goodness, because we're charging things on our credit cards. 650.
Okay. So typically anything under 2 years is considered a startup, but this is a new location, so it definitely would be a startup. And we can usually lend for a startup business around $35,000 to $50,000. We can also split that transaction up and do two loans for say $30,000 each.
Okay.
So I think that we could cover everything for you.
Yeah, that would be wonderful.
Now, in terms of just unsecured capital, and you need that probably just for miscellaneous things, maybe construction costs or just operations, things of that nature?
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So for that, because we would approve you based off current revenue that you have, so we could approve the current business for the unsecured capital, and then you could use it for whatever you want. If you want to use it for the new business, that's fine. Now, what are you averaging monthly for the existing business?
Well, here, let me pull up. I have my bank statement saved here, so give me a second.
Okay.
I just don't want to quote you the wrong thing. Sorry, you ever notice that when you're trying to do something is when your bank, your computer starts to act stupid?
Yeah.
My online stuff has been acting really crazy. Well, I'm not at work yet. It's only 8 o'clock here, so I thought I'll just do this from home really fast.
Uh-huh.
But want to get on my computer. I know we're right about, I want to say we're almost $70,000 a month.
Oh, wow. Okay, that's pretty good.
Wait. That's the credit card part of it. Hold on. That's not the whole.
Just if you have an average is fine. So you think it's around 70?
No, that's just the credit card sales. So, 65, it's about 80. It's in the 80s.
Okay.
I'm looking at the bank statements. 69, this one's a little over 80,000. This one, April, I was 99,000. March. I would say mid-80s.
Okay, perfect. Do you have any existing working capital loans now?
No.
Okay. So we can probably get you around, I would say, 60 to 80,000 in that range for unsecured cash. The way it would work is we would approve you for the max amount, and then you can decide how much you actually want to take. So we can look at some different options. The repayment terms usually range anywhere from 3 months to a couple of years, and then anywhere in between. For equipment, it'll be a little bit more traditional, so 2 to 5 year terms. The unsecured cash is, you can kind of use it for whatever you want. It's going to be a little bit higher because it is unsecured. We're not asking for any collateral or assets for this program. But you would be able to use it for whatever you want. So I would need a few items to get you approved for both programs. Typically, if there is equipment involved, we want to get you approved for that first, and then we would do the working capital after. But our turnaround was pretty quick, so we can usually have you approved within a day.
Oh, wow. Wow. Okay.
Okay. So what I'll do is I'll email you what I need, and I have the gresham@pizzafactory.com email address. Is that still the best one?
Perfect.
Okay.
Yep, that's it.
I'll send that. We'll send what I need there, and the items I'll send will get you approved for both programs.
Okay.
I can use most of the same items. So it's bank statements and application. Do you have a tax return from last year, or did you not do one?
We have filed an extension.
Filed an extension, okay.
Yeah, just because of it being, we've owned businesses in the past.
Yeah.
And we actually sold a construction company and, had used the money to initially open this first one. So my first one's, debt-free.
Okay.
Which is nice. So,
it's okay. We don't need, we have programs where we don't need it, so you should be fine.
Otherwise, I can give you the copy of the extension if you need it.
Okay. Yeah, I won't need it right now. I think we'll be okay.
Okay.
But, yeah, I think this looks good. So give me a few minutes, and I'll send this over to you. And then once you get that back to me, we can see what we can do.
Wonderful. I really apologize for the back and forth playing phone
tag. That's all right.
I was like, okay. And are you guys East Coast?
We're West Coast, so we're in California.
So I assumed East Coast. So I'm like, well, it's too late. They're probably closed. So, and my busy time during the afternoons is from, about 9:30 until 2:30 or 3.
Yeah.
Our restaurant is just popping. We get really crazy. We have a great lunch special.
Oh.
And, we never slow down, so it gets pretty wild. And then by the time I slow down, I'm like, oh, they're probably closed.
Yeah. No, we're the same. We're Pacific, so that's kind of nice.
Okay, West Coast. Good deal. Yeah. Where are you guys at in the West Coast?
What's that?
Are you guys California?
Yeah, we're in California, so our main office is in San Diego. And then we have another office in Orange County as well. But we work all throughout the U.S., so we have clients everywhere.
Okay. Perfect. My husband was born down by San Diego in Chula Vista and grew up down there.
Oh, wow. Okay. Do you guys come back to visit a lot?
No. He was born there, and then everybody moved to Lompoc, and from Lompoc, everybody spread out. So it was kind of okay,
right.
Great. Well, I appreciate you helping me, Nicole. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. I'll send this over shortly. Thank you.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.